Hi, everyone. We're going to get started. My name is Bo Ying. I am a program manager with Application Insights. And today, I'm going to talk to you about how you can improve your DevOps flow with integrating with Application Insights. All right, so first of all, what is DevOps? It's kind of this word that you hear all around. It seems like one of those buzzwords. In like the past few months, I've taken upon myself to go read about DevOps with like papers and websites and blogs, going to DevOps conferences. And what I've gathered from all of this is that DevOps isn't just the marrying of devs and ops together. It's actually a combination of concepts. So it's collaboration and automation. But more importantly, it's what I like to call the continuous everything. So that is continuous business planning, continuous development, continuous testing, continuous integration, continuous deployment, continuous monitoring, and continuous customer feedback. And you bring that all back together, back into the business planning. So this entire process allows businesses to increase their ability to deliver and deliver it fast through this entire process of continuous learning and improvement. But today, we're going to focus mostly on the continuous monitoring. So imagine you being in the constant fear of everything breaking. Or even worse, you being completely oblivious of the fact that everything is breaking. And that would suck, right? So this is where APM comes in. APM allows you to monitor your app, to allow your app to perform at an optimal level. And this is where Application Insights comes in. Application Insights will continuously monitor your app, alert you when something goes wrong, and allow you to have a platform to analyze and assess the impacts when something does go wrong. And so we're going to go straight ahead and talk about how to integrate with Application Insights. I know nowadays there's a lot of technology out there, we made it our job to make sure you'll be able to integrate with Application Insights, regardless if you're using the Microsoft stack developing your software or using some other stack developing your software. All right, so we're going to go straight ahead into the demo. I have a demo app called FiberCam Fiber. FiberCam Fiber, sorry. And it's already been completely configured with Application Insights. And I'm going to go ahead, right-click into the context menu, go to search. This is going to pull data from this app's telemetry. And once that loads, you'll be able to see a graphical representation of all the telemetry for this resource. Normally, you'd be able to see this and search about this in the Azure portal, but because it's fully integrated with within Visual Studio, you can see this, all of this information, without ever leaving your IDE. And of course, you can go ahead and search around, do all that stuff. But I want to point your attention to this telemetry trends. This is a visual representation of anything we detect that might seem like an anomaly. As you can see, if I hover over this, the server request is about 5K right here. This one's about 4K. This one is about 5K again, and this one is 10K. And we sense something is wrong here, and we make it red and bigger to make sure, like, you know that maybe this is something interesting. So if you click on this, this will narrow down the detail and go back into search, and you'll be able to see everything associated with that specific anomaly. So you can go ahead and try to find out, hey, what was wrong with that, or if something interesting is happening there. Another thing I want to show you guys is if I go into the home controllers file, these things that will pop up top, these are called code lenses. It allows you to see Application Insights telemetry within the context of your code. If I go down here in action results, you can see right there it says exceptions 3.1K live. Now, what that means is there's 3.1K live exceptions associated with this specific code snippet. And if I click on this 1.5K live, this will bring me back into search, specifically on the live telemetry, dealing with that code snippet, dealing with the web exceptions. And so you're looking around this. You maybe want something to go look at this later. You can click on this. click Create a New Issue. This has already been configured to work with VSTS. I'll show you guys how in a little bit. But if I press OK here, this will create a new issue in VSTS. So once I go into VSTS, I can see this issue. Let me just go right here, refresh it. And there it is. There is the issue that I just created from Visual Studio. And when you want to triage this, the person will have all the information they need, including stack traces. So this will be like super helpful. So this is kind of like the Visual Studio to VSTS flow. But now I'm going to show you what happens if you're not using Visual Studio or you're not doing VSTS stuff. So right here, I'm going to create a Express Node app. I'll call it demo build. And open it up in VS Code. All right, so what's great about this is the Application Insights actually has an extension in VS Code, so you can add Application Insights straight into your in your Node.js app. If you don't want to add Application Insights right away, and you want to do some stuff, blah, 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 you can add it on later straight from the command palette. So that's the first thing. I'm going to add Application Insights, select my account, and then it's going to pull all of my subscriptions. And right now, I'm going to create a new resource for this. And what this is doing right now is, in the background, is creating a new resource where usually you would have to go into the Azure portal to do this. But with this extension, you can do it right here in VS Code. And I'm just going to wait a second for that to create. All right, so now that it's successfully been created, we will be able to see in this file right up here, it says zero requests. Now, we just created this this app, so of course there's not going to be any requests. But once you start running your app, it'll change accordingly. So if I click on this, it'll give me more information about this specific code length. Of course, again, this is zero because we just started this. But I want to point your attention to this light bulb right here. Like I said, we didn't have to go into the Azure portal to create this resource for Application Insights. But sometimes, you know, the Azure portal can get a little bit hard to navigate. We want to make sure you will be able to get to your resource as soon as possible, right away, without any confusion whatsoever. So by clicking on that light bulb, it's going to take you to the Azure portal, to this the demo build app that I just created, this specific resource. And from here, you can access all of Application Insights capabilities, like the app map, create alerts. But if you go down here, we can configure work items to work with this. So like I said, you can configure it with GitHub or VSTS. And I'm going to show you right here. This is just like a dummy app that I created like a little while ago. There's not a lot of stuff in here. But if I go into availability and click on, once it loads, click on one of these things and add a new work item, this is connected to my GitHub account. And so I can create an issue with this. Once I hit OK, I can view all the work items that I've created with this. Granted, it's the same thing because I've just been messing around with this. But if I go into my GitHub and go to issues, that issue now shows up right there. So as you can see, this entire workflow works very well. We were trying to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to track your work items and issues. So all of this is great, but what if you're not doing Node.js or if you're not using Visual Studio? We want to have a way for you to integrate with Application Insights however you like, which is why we made our Application Insights API. The full documentation and all that stuff is going to be on dev.applicationinsights.io, but I'm just going to quickly show you how this works. Okay. So we have this API Explorer where you can mess around with the API, but of course, I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to go ahead and do this example, which is the average server response time per hour for the last 6 hours. And I hit try it, it'll automatically populate the parameters for me. So, of course, you can change this around and like just mess around with it. And notice that I'm using the demo app and the demo key. This is just so you can get used to how our API works. But if you want to connect this with your resource, you can just go ahead and go into your resource, go to the API access. This is where your application ID is, and once you create the API key, you can use that into the API Explorer or use it in your API. I mean, our API. All right, so, but for now, we're just gonna mess around with this demo app. All right, so up here, you can see for the requests, this is the HTTP request. This is what you would use to get this exact data. We show it to you so you don't have to try to figure it out. Sometimes it might be a little bit hard to like get started. But if you want to be able to do this in the terminal, we offer you a way to do that as well with the curl script. But the main attraction, of course, is the HTTP response. This is what's going to fire back. It's all the information that you're going to get. It'll give you a quick and easy way to see how you can parse this data and use it to your advantage. But I also want to make you pay attention to this visualize. So what's great about this API Explorer is that whatever HTTP request response that we get back, we'll visualize it for you. So as you can see here, whatever the HTTP thing brought back, this is kind of like the graph of what it would look like. So all of this is super great. If you want, you can go to our documentation and see the full list of stuff. But we offer API into your metrics, into your events, as well as like querying. And so, today I've kind of talked to you about how application insights can be integrated, whether you're using a Microsoft stack to develop your software, or if you're using some other stack. We chose VSTS, Visual Studio, VS Code, because it's very easy to integrate with, and it's a lot of our customers. But we also have our API so that anyone out there can integrate with Application Insights. And we want this experience of integrating with Application Insights to be as easy as possible so that you can go and continuously monitor your app. So I hope all of you guys today will go home and try out integrating with Application Insights and hopefully make your DevOps workflow better. And so we have two breakout sessions coming up. Our tech talks have all happened today, but I believe they're all on Channel 9. And we have a few pre-recorded sessions also on Channel 9. And if you have any questions about Application Insights, integrations or our usage stuff or anything, we are in a booth over there under the cloud monitoring section, so you can come ask us any questions. And as always, please complete an evaluation form. Thank you very much.